Hey, Granny, then, I believe that's our ring.
I don't Islam. I believe you're right.
We'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lum and Abner.
And now, let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, Lum, Abner, and Malthy Gray are still laboring on the plans and problems of the proposed Wonderful World Apartments, a project designed to house every family in Pine Ridge in a modern, rent-free, tax-free apartment with all utilities paid. And, according to Malthy's arithmetic, this can all be done on Diogenes Smith's gift of $10,000. As we look in on the little community today, we find Lum in the Jot'em Down store explaining some drawings to Abner.
Here's a range mess of the apartments in the first building we're going to put up, Abner.
Oh, you got them all drawn out on paper, huh?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, me and Mousy done this last night over at his place.
Huh.
Set up till about 9 o'clock working on them.
Well, I do know.
I didn't mind it so much, though. His woman, Gussie, fixed us each a nice cup of cocoa. Sort of broke up the evening, give us a breathing spell.
Sure. Yeah, that was story of it. But now, explain these here drawings to me, Lum. What's all these lines here mean?
Well, that's a different floor, see.
Floors?
Yeah, now,
What's this right here, them lines there?
Well, that's the attic.
Attic?
Yeah.
Well, we got this thing upside down, and I thought that was the bottom part of the building.
It is the bottom part. I'm going to put the attic on the bottom.
Huh?
Put the attic downstairs.
Well, attics always go on the top of a building, Lum.
I know they do, but this one's going to be on the bottom because folks is always putting their trunks up there and they got to carry them big heavy trunks clean up to the attic. This way, the attic's downstairs.
Well, I do know. Why, sure, that's a good idea. As many times as I've had to go up that attic or get down boxes and stuff, and if I'd have had any sense at all when I built the place, I could have had them downstairs just as easy as now. Well, who thought of that idea, you or Mousy?
One of us, I forget just which one it was. Now, the only trouble was we couldn't find any place to put the basement.
Oh, that's right.
Because the attic was going in there, so we put the basement right in the middle of the building.
In the middle, huh?
Yeah, that middle floor, there's the basement.
Well, that's sort of handy, all that put potatoes and stuff down there. It's just keep easier to throw them down than it is to carry them up the steps anyway.
Sure. And then if we put it downstairs, like basements generally is, it would have been handy for the folks on the first and second floors, but them folks way upstairs, there would have been hard for them to get to the basement.
Oh, yeah.
So we're putting it right in the middle of the building, being handy for everybody.
Hey, doggies, you ought to have been a carpenter, Lum. You're a genius, you know?
I'm an architect.
Yeah, a genius if ever I've seen one.
Well, I don't like to get compliments right in the
middle. Oh, you are now.
Wait a minute, there comes Cedric up out there.
Huh?
Can't explain nothing with him around.
No, well, maybe I can study up some way to get shut out of him real quick.
No, don't you try nothing now. We never will get shut out of him then. Well, howdy, Cedric.
Yeah, come on in, Cedric.
Wonderful world.
Wonderful world. What can we do for you today?
Well, I want to get one of them apartments you fellas are giving away.
Well, we ain't exactly giving them away, Cedric.
Well, Mr. Grandtap told me you was. Do them apartments sure enough have everything furnished in them, do they sure enough?
Oh, my, yeah, carpets and sofas and stoves and rocking chairs.
That's right, sir. Big modern up-to-the-minute furnishings. Everything a body could want.
Yeah.
Well, I want to get me one with a pinball machine in it.
Pinball machine.
Yes, Mom, the biggest one they got.
Cedric, that ain't no kind of a thing to put in a modern deluxe apartment.
Of course not.
Get that idea out of your head right now. Besides, you couldn't get no apartment no way, because you ain't got no house to swap for it.
House to swap for it.
Yeah, you see, Cedric, that's how a family gets an apartment. They turn in their old houses.
Oh, well, I ain't got no house. So how do I get an apartment?
You don't get one, Cedric.
Don't worry about it, though, Cedric, because your papa will get one. And that's where you live anyway.
Yes, Mom, but I don't think I want to live with Papa and Mama no more.
Huh?
They won't let me have no pinball machine in the house. I believe I'd just rather get me an apartment alone.
Well, now, maybe Cedric's right, Lum. He's getting to be a big boy now. Someday him and Clarabelle are going to get married to one another. They ought to have a place to live.
Yeah, but the facts of the matter still stand. Cedric ain't got no house to trade in.
No, that's right.
Would a birdhouse do? I got one of them.
Oh, of course not, Cedric. That's too little a thing.
How about a doghouse?
No.
Well, I got a pretty big doghouse.
Well, that ain't no good, Cedric. Besides, you don't live there. Your dog does.
Oh, well, how about if the dog swaps his house for apartment, and then I could just live with the dog?
No, no. How you gonna make a deal with a dog? We couldn't go over and talk to your dog about swapping any place.
No, no, but I could swap for him. I'm his guardian, I think.
Have you been appointed his guardian by the court? You have to be, Cedric. We couldn't make nothing legal with a dog. You couldn't sign the paper no way.
Well, there ain't no use arguing about it. We ain't gonna take no dog house in on this deal no way.
No, we ought not to have dogs living in the apartment, Cedric.
It's the silliest one idea I ever heard. You better just run on home and forget all about getting an apartment, Cedric.
Well, I sure would love to get me one.
Cedric, I've told you 6 or 5 times before, the only way you can get one is to turn in a place that you actually live in. One that you own yourself. Built on property that you own. Is that clear?
Own property that I own myself, huh? Is that what you said?
Yeah, that's what I said. Now, you better run along, because me and Abner's got a lot more work to do today.
So long, Cedric.
Well, wait a minute. Do I still have a library card in your library?
Library card? You aiming on doing some reading, Cedric?
No, Mom, I don't think so.
Well, now, you ought to, Cedric. Be good for you. And I know you'd enjoy that book, Gilbert the Boy Trapper, over there.
Well, I ain't got time to read nothing now, though. I'll be back directly, though. Maybe I'll get a book then.
Yeah, all right, Cedric. We'll see you later.
Yes, Mom. Say, did you say them apartments come with or without pinball machines?
Without, of course.
Oh, well, I'll be back. So long. Wonderful world.
Wonderful world. Doggy, I reckon what he's worrying about his library card for.
No telling what goes inside that boy's mind.
No.
Sometimes he's enough to drive a fella stark or even mad crazy.
Well, now go ahead and explain these head drawings to me. I can't make nothing out of them lines.
Well, of course not. Take the fella with a mechanical drawing mind to figure them out.
Does, huh?
Yeah, now you see, this is a crisscross section of the whole building right here. Shows all 5 stories.
All 5?
Yes, sir.
Our dog is a skyscraper.
Well, I reckon you could call it. Of course, after we get going, I'm aiming on making some of the other apartment buildings even taller than this one. 7 or 8 stories high. I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
But don't tell nobody yet now. I'm going to keep that as sort of a surprise.
I won't tell us though. Dog is 8 stories high.
Now, see, here's the arrangement. On each floor, there's 5 apartments. See here? 1, 2, 3, and of course, the middle one there is the basement. 4, 5.
Uh-huh.
Now, we come down here to the first floor, and of course, underneath the first floor is the attic. Explain that to you.
Yeah.
And on the first floor, instead of apartments, these are all places for stores and offices and such as that. Now, you'll notice up here on the second floor.
What store is going to be over in this corner here, Long?
Oh, I don't know. We ain't figured that out yet. But on the second
maybe
floor...
Maybe a drugstore in this corner, huh?
Yeah, might be. But look up here on the second floor.
Maybe the post office.
Yeah, maybe the post office. But up on the
second floor... It don't look like a post office, though.
Of course not. This is just a rough drawing, Abner. Wait till the building gets all fixed up, then it will. Now, on the second floor, we're going to put in...
No, sir, Mom, I don't believe that's a good idea.
What ain't a good idea?
Having a post office over here in this corner, that's too far from the other end of the building. Ought to have it closer to the middle.
All right, we'll put it in the middle then. But up here on the
second... No, you've got your heart set on having it over in the corner. Well, that's where we'll have it.
Abner, I don't care where the post office is at.
Yes, you do. I can tell, and I know that you more than likely got some good reason for wanting it there. I don't know what it is, but I know it must be a good one.
I have not. I ain't got no reason for wanting it no place.
You ain't.
Of course not.
Not a single reason?
Not a single one.
Well, why you being so stubborn about insisting on having it in the corner then?
For goodness sake, Abner, I never insisted on that. It wasn't my idea. You the one that keeps talking
about it. Well, whose idea was it then? Mouthy?
No, it weren't Mouthy.
Doggies, I bound you it was, too. You're just trying to protect him for what you're doing. More likely, Gussie put that idea in his head. Just about what you're doing. What's she so worried about where the post office is going to be at first?
I don't know. Just forget about the whole thing.
Reckon she's trying to get Mouthy in as postmaster here in Pine Ridge. That's what she's got in mind.
Oh, for goodness sake.
I tell you what we better do, Long. We better warn Dick Huddleston that somebody's trying to get his post office job away from him. That's what we better do. Dick's been postmaster for years here, and ain't no reason to turn him out now and put that mouthy Gray in. Come on,
Jesse ain't trying to get nobody's job away from nobody. Now, get that out of your head right now.
Well, you know Gussie. Once that woman gets her mind made up to a thing, there ain't no...
Wait a minute, Abner. Get away from that telephone.
I'm going to call him
no,
right
you
now.
Ain't no such a thing. You don't stop letting that imagination of yours run wild with you. You're going to get yourself in the back... What's that pounding noise?
Huh?
Seems like you heard something that sounded like... Well, for goodness sake.
What's the matter, Lon?
Look out in front there. Somebody's putting a tent up right smack in front of the store.
A tent? Why, I do know. Look at there. They're going to kibber the front door there with
it. Of course, there. Come on, we better see what this is all about.
You reckon it's a circus coming to town?
No, of course not.
Be awful handy here.
Oh,
you step right from the store.
Hey,
right
what in the world's going on here,
anyway? Mom? Oh, it's you, Cedric.
What are you doing, anyway, Cedric? What's the idea of putting up a tent right here?
Well, this is what I'm going to swap for one of them apartments.
Swap for what? Why, this ain't no good, Cedric.
Yes, it is, too. You said I had to own my own place. Well, I own this tent. You said I had to actually live in it, and that's what I'm going to do starting today.
Yeah, but you can't put it up right here, Cedric.
Of course not.
Yes, Mom, I can, too. I've got my library card to prove it.
Library card?
Yes, Mom. Don't you recollect you made me buy some property before I could get a library card, so you sold me this little strip of ground in front of your store here. Don't you recollect?
Ah, doggy, that's right, Mom. We did sell this to Cedric.
All right, now, you fellas, get off my property. I've got work to do here.